Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The air is getting to have a bit of a chill in the mornings, and fall is almost here, which means it's time to start preparing your lawns for next year with weed control. Maybe not the first thing that comes to mind as we wind down this growing season, making sure everything is set and ready to go for next spring. It seems a long ways off with the winter we have to get through, but fall is actually an excellent time to apply broadleaf herbicides for perennial broadleaf control. However, if you plan to do this, take care to do it properly and effectively to maximize both your time and money input. Our tips today come to us from our ISU Extension and Outreach horticulturalists at the ISU Hortline about the right time and methods to apply broadleaf herbicides. First of all, timing. Fall, anytime mid-September to early November, is a great time to control perennial broadleaf weeds in the lawn with a broadleaf herbicide. In the fall, perennial broadleaf weeds are transporting their food or carbohydrate sources from their foliage up top in the leaves to their roots in preparation for winter. Broadleaf herbicides applied in the fall will be absorbed by the weed's foliage and transported to the roots along with carbohydrates, resulting in the destruction of the broadleaf weeds. Spring applications are less effective than fall applications because at this time the plants are transporting carbohydrates up from the roots, and so applications in spring do not get down and kill those plants at the root level, causing them to regrow. If you're wondering what you should be treating your lawn with, effective broadleaf herbicides can include anything with a 2,4-D MCPP dicamba or triclopyr as an active ingredient. The most effective broadleaf herbicide product will contain a mixture of two or three of these herbicides, as no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. If you're wanting to make sure you get it on and get it on well, there's a few tips we have to share with you for applying that broadleaf herbicide. It can be applied either as a liquid or a granule before applying any herbicide. Of course, be sure to carefully read and follow the label directions, as those are the most reliable source of how to work directly with the specific product you are applying. In general, when applying liquid formulations, you want to avoid potential spray drift problems by following a few simple precautions. Don't spray when the winds exceed 5 miles per hour, and don't spray when temperatures are forecast to exceed 85 degrees Fahrenheit within 24 hours of application. We are forecast to have a little warm spell here at the end of the week, so this may not be a great week to apply a liquid broadleaf herbicide. Since coarse droplets are less likely to drift than finer sprays, you also want to make sure and select a nozzle that produces coarse or larger size droplets and use a low pressure sprayer when applying those liquid herbicides. When you are spraying, keep the nozzle close to the ground. If only a few areas in the lawn have broadleaf weeds, you can spot treat those areas rather than spraying the entire lawn. Keep in mind you're looking for good leaf contact. So if the application is not being sprayed on those broad leaves, you're not going to be killing things down in the lawn that you can't see. Also keep in mind that difficult to control weeds such as violets may require two applications in order to get a good knockdown. On the other hand, if you're using a granular broadleaf herbicide that is applied dry, that is usually combined with a fertilizer for application. You can apply the granular broadleaf herbicide and the fertilizer combinations when the foliage is wet. Broadleaf herbicides are absorbed by the weed's foliage. That's the leafy part, not the roots. To be effective, the granules must stick to the leaves and the weeds, and so the herbicide can be absorbed by the leaf. Apply granular products in the early morning when the foliage is wet with dew, or irrigate the lawn prior to application. If you are running a granular applicator across the lawn and everything is sifting down into the roots, you are not getting proper coverage of those weeds. To ensure adequate leaf surface and herbicide absorption, start by not mowing the lawn for 2 to 3 days before treatment. Remember, we want those weed leaves to be big and healthy so we can get good coverage on them. Freshly mown weeds will not have an adequate leaf surface area to effectively absorb the treatment. And for the same reason, after treatment, you want to allow 3 to 4 days to pass before mowing again. This allows sufficient time for the broadleaf weeds weeds to absorb the herbicides that are on their leaves and translocate that down to their roots. To prevent the herbicide from being washed off the weed's foliage, you want to apply these materials when no rain is forecast for at least 24 hours, and also make sure not to irrigate your treated lawns within at least 24 hours after application. So if you do have automatic lawn timers, make sure you shut those off. So keep these tips in mind and you will be well on your way to a healthier, weed-free lawn come next spring. For more information on yard and garden topics and resources from ISU Extension, you can give us a call here at the Extension office, 712-243-1132. Stop in the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. And of course, you can find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. And you can find many of the publications and articles that we discuss on this program on the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach homepage. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.